Okay. I am your host, Mongo Slay. Let's get ready for another show. And you, the audience. You're probably at home, in your car, at your shitty job with your boss that you hate and your coworkers that you despise. But be happy that you have a job. You're fortunate, okay? You don't have to resort to desperate measures to get money like those two dudes who breaking into that house in Texas and got shot by that maniac. Wait, before I go any further, let me say a prayer, please, okay? Dear Lord, please watch over black folks so every crazed redneck hillbilly white boy who has an inkling to shoot a black person doesn't. Lord, please help us help ourselves so our folks don't have to break into other folks' houses and take what doesn't belong to us. Lord, please watch over innocent black folks that might be mistaken for someone committing an unsavory act and be the target of a psychotic white boy with an inkling to shoot some innocent black person or a black person, period. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's get back to it. Yeah, those two guys, they were essentially murdered. That's what happened to them. I guess this guy put in a call to 911. Saw two fellas committing a crime at his neighbor's house, coming out the house, I guess maybe carrying stolen goods or whatnot, and proceeded to tell the 911 operator that he is going to protect his neighbor's home. So in order to protect his neighbor's home, he needs to go out and murder two people to protect the home and the neighbor who was out of town from probably less than $500 worth of goods. And this guy got off. I'm not sure. I need to check the report again. Whether did he get off from the crime or did he not even get charged? I'm not even sure of this guy's name. Look at a more polished podcast to get all that kind of information. Okay? Because I'm Mongo Slade and I keep the truth going. Not the facts, but the truth. And I'm talking the truth. And the thing that's crazy about this story, this dude claimed he was afraid. Now, I've been afraid before. And when you're afraid, you lock your doors. You don't go outside and confront two burglars and with a shotgun. He wasn't afraid. He had no reason to have any fear. And he mentioned something about them coming to his property and saying something to him or threatening him, which I don't know. I don't know how effective a threat is if you're carrying a shotgun in your hand. And the thing that's crazy is he shot the first person in the back. All right, he plugged this fool in the back. He got him. Now, right then and there, the next person is not essential. That person is no longer a threat to you. He shot that person in the back too. I'm pretty sure after he shot this person in the back, I can almost bet what I have in my pocket right now, which is $1. I bet this guy said, oh shit, he shot whatever his name is. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. And that fool started to run. He probably dropped everything that was in his fucking hand and tried to take the fuck off. Now, this is where the story gets dicey for me, okay? If this fool was running, this guy was running, the culprit, he was running. I'm sure he was running. He got shot in the back too. Now, that is murder, because after you shoot one person and kill him, I'm pretty sure these guys weren't armed. Because I think if they were armed, they would have shot back. That next person, I know this guy was running, and he shot this guy in cold blood in the back. I know he did. So that's murder. And how he got off of that, I'll never know. But they said there is an obscure old law in the books that states that you can protect your neighbor's home or property with a weapon, with a shotgun or gun, or using excessive force. I'm not sure exactly how it's written, but it is written. I don't know. I saw it on the internet. It might not be written. They might have made that shit up right before the court date and stuck it somewhere in the ordinance. Yeah, the day before the court date, they stuck it in the ordinance. You know, you wouldn't know. It ain't like you ever looked it up before. You know, like, oh, here's an unknown law right here, Judge. It's state code 5543 stating right here that if you see two people or a person at your neighbor's house, you are able to use excessive force in order to stop that person from taking your neighbor's property. And he walked off that one. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll see whatever happens to him. We'll see how. I'd be interested to know what happens with that fella in the next 5 or 10 years of some sorts. You know, that's a sad story. I know those guys were in the wrong. I know they were breaking in somebody's house. They should not have been breaking in somebody else's house in broad daylight, I would imagine, it was taking place. In Texas, on top of that, they should have had better sense than that, but I guess they didn't. But at the same time, whatever they took, I'm pretty sure it doesn't justify two lives, okay? The guy could have waited for the police. Whatever the hell they were carrying out the house, I guess it could have been replaced by insurance. But nobody wants somebody in their house. You know, I understand that. Or in the neighborhood, breaking into your neighbor's house. But that's just a case of just good old-fashioned racism. And the reason I say that, I don't give a shit about the fact. I mean, I do give a shit that they're breaking in somebody's house. That is important. But that kind of stuff never happens to white folks. You never hear about a white person shooting another white person in cold blood for breaking and entering or for hitting a police car like in New York City. I mean, if a white person had hit that cop's car where they were partying after the club and all that, they wouldn't have shot those guys. So that stuff just doesn't happen to white folks. It just doesn't, okay? You know what I mean? Like in that situation in Los Angeles, like a year or two ago, where they shot that white truck up. They riddled that truck up with bullets from here to Oklahoma. That stuff just does not happen to white folks. It just doesn't happen. So you know there's something wrong with the scenario. Every city, at least once or twice a month, you read in the paper about somebody, whether it's a law enforcement officer or a private citizen, killing a black person in some ridiculous manner. That shit just doesn't happen to white folks, okay? So we're not sensitive. Black folks aren't sensitive. We're getting killed. Shit. So something has to be done about that. I'm not sure what, but something definitely has to be done. And it seems like this country is quick to accept people shooting black folks and killing black folks in cold blood. It's not cool, all right? There's an episode of the show Criminal Minds. I just saw this episode, too. It's a repeat. And matter of fact, Criminal Minds, if you're not watching that show, watch that show. It's an excellent show. But there's an episode of Criminal Minds where they're trying to find a killer. And the hell is that? What the hell is his name? The black dude. What is his name? Shamar Moore. He's an FBI agent. And you know what? Just off the record here. Yeah. Shamar Moore is an FBI agent. And he's with a black cop. And they're doing a stakeout at somebody's house. And they thought they saw the suspect or something or another. So they run up to the house and it's already on the news that the FBI is looking for somebody, but nobody knows about these stakeouts. So Shamar Moore splits on the other cop who's black. He hears a gunshot, comes back around, and it's a white dude standing over the black cop. He just shot him in the stomach. So Shamar Moore talks the guy down, says, you know, I'm FBI, you know, blah, blah, blah. So the guy finally puts his gun down, you know, the white guy. So the white guy's like, well I was scared. I was scared. So he goes, Shamar Moore goes, so you shot him? That sums it up right there. So I just hope these incidents don't spawn more senseless shootings of black folks, whether they're committing a crime. Now, they're committing a crime. They got your wife hostage or, you know, they're doing some unsavory act to somebody, you know, that you love and hold dear. Then, yeah, go at it. Have at it. Do what you need to do. But, you know, for bruh's just jaywalking or, you know, I mean, stealing is bad. Stealing's not cool. You know, breaking into somebody's house is not cool. But, you know, you ain't got to kill the guy over. You could have shot him in the leg or something, you know. So I'm warning all you black folks out there. I'm warning all you black painters, plumbers, cable installers, flower delivery people. I'm warning y'all that when you go to homeowner's house, you might want to wear a shirt to identify yourself. Or if you're doing some contracting work, like you're a painter, you might be over there when the homeowner's not there and you're in an all-white neighborhood, you might have the homeowner walk you around to all the neighbors, like, you know, the next-door neighbor, and maybe like three or four houses down and across the street and a couple of houses on each side to introduce you and point out who you are, and that you might have, you know, some other black folks over there at the house with you painting or doing whatever your trade is, and to state to these people, like, please, you know, don't shoot this guy. He's okay. He's the painter. Maybe have a picture taken of yourself and, I don't know, distribute it to the neighbors or whatever, or wear a name tag of some sorts, you know, just to identify who you are and what your purpose is. So when you come walking out the house with a paintbrush in your hand, you decide to work late, you know, into the evening, they might not mistake your paintbrush or your cable box or your flowers or, you know, for a gun and get shot in cold blood at somebody's house. So I'm warning you, brothers, you know, be safe out there. I'm going to drop another prayer on you before the end of this show, though. Okay, so you guys be safe. Yeah, we need to have some sort of way of identifying on people. That might even be a good entrepreneurial venture for me. Yeah, I might even try something like that. There's another thing, too. There's this book called The ISIS Papers by Dr. Francis Cress Wilson. You fools need to go and get this book and read it. It's basically about symbols, and it's about racism. It's about some really deep topics. I started reading this book in college, and I've read it since then probably 3 or 4 times. But I remember, I don't have the book right now, but I remember there was an excerpt in the book that stated when the movie Rocky came out, when he fights Apollo Creed. I know he lost to Apollo Creed, but he had Rocky 1 and Rocky 2, and I believe in the second Rocky, he beat Apollo Creed, that the number of assaults went up on black people when those movies came out. And there's some other studies and examples in that book that when certain aggressions happen toward black people, whether it's in the movies, TV, or actually in real life, it happens all over the country. Those statistics actually go up. So that's why I'm concerned about this recent wave. It's not even recent. This stuff been going on for hundreds of years. But now, with the internet and the news and getting around to the world faster, that all this stuff is being highlighted now. So it's a concern of mine that subconsciously that this country deems it okay to kill black folks, no matter what. Because that decision that this man can walk from cold-blooded murder like that is very unsettling. And I would hope that the federal government will get involved with that and maybe try to take over that case, or I'm not sure how it works, or overturn that ruling, because that fella definitely has to have some justice in those. And you know, even though they were illegal immigrants and they were in the act of committing a crime, but it's just not right, okay? And then Mongo's telling you that, and that's the truth. I don't care about the facts. I'm talking the truth right now, all right? Okay, so that's it for this episode podcast featuring Mongo Slade. I'm going to come right back with another podcast. I'm going to talk about the Jesse Jackson remarks about Obama. Talk a little bit about Africa. And I'm going to talk about our history a little bit in this country. So that is it. Mongo Slade, craniumcrap.blogspot.com. You can reach me by email at junietuff@gmail.com. That's JOONYTUFF@gmail.com. And I am out.